saved your life. I mean, the least you could do is have a drink with me.
All right. You can call me my girlfriend, Judy Demings. I'll be there. She's in the book.
All right. You tell me the truth?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to call you.
Okay.
Okay.
Movies of McRyan getting killed. I just heard it on the radio. Maybe they got it on the midday news.
The what?
Movies of McRyan getting killed.
Incredible as it may seem, a local photographer, Manny Karp, was on the scene of the accident last night with his camera. Eye on the City News has learned that Mr. Karp sold his film to News Today magazine late this morning for an undisclosed sum of money. Our own Frank Donahue spoke with Mr. Karp just a few moments ago outside the magazine's offices.
Well, I'll tell you, I have gone out there to try out this new film stock, right? It's a very high speed. It's good for night shooting. I do a lot of work at night. So anyway, I'm standing out there, and all of a sudden, I hear this car barreling down a road, you know? And I didn't pay too much attention until all of a sudden I hear it starting to skid. Well, I wasn't even thinking. I just turn around. My camera's still running, and bam, I catch him going through the railing.
Mr. Karp, Frank Donahue, I have the same news here.
Yeah.
Was the governor driving the car? Was he in control?
Yeah. Control? Went up for the drink, didn't it? He wasn't in no control.
Was he alone? Was he alone in the car?
Well, I didn't see anybody.
Why didn't you go to the police that night? Why didn't you
show the film there? No. Hey, lady, no cop ever did anything for me, right?
Hey, Jack.
I mean, they ain't going to give me the kind of money these guys here are giving me.
I gotta go.
I'll make it for the IRS or what?
What about the auditions?
Exclusive photos of Ryan's death. One at a time, please. Exclusive photos of Ryan's death.
Well, it's about time you showed up. No, but Sam's here, and he's got those girls he wants to
come
hear.
Come on.
Well, what about Sam and the girls?
I'll do it later.
Jack? Yo, Jack! Come on, open up. It's Sam. Jack.
Thank you.
This is the pivotal moment in the film. You gotta realize that. Hey, Jack! Where the fuck are you going?
Sam, I'll be right back.
Okay? I need you now. Now get in here. What do you think?
Keep looking.
Keep looking? Hey, Jack, what are you talking about?
Sorry, Jack, I'm all stacked up.
Please, just this once as a favor to me, all right?
Well, I'll see what I can do, but you'll have to come back after midnight.
Sally, it's Jack. So yeah, I told you I'd call you. How about that drink you promised? Where are you going? Why don't I meet you at the station? Sally. Hi.
Hi.
I'm so glad I caught you.
Yeah, I was out the door. Look, I only got 20 minutes.
That's fine. Well, I'll quit drinking and be on your way.
Well, I want to get a good seat, you know?
Oh, come on, Sally. You promised me.
Okay, but just 10 minutes.
Okay, come on. Let me take this.
Okay, thanks.
How are you feeling?
Pretty good.
You look nice.
Thing you see when you meet somebody.
Eggs. I'm a leg
hunter. Come on.
She has a thing.
I'm a leg
hunter. Come on.
All right. Face. You see the face.
Exactly.
Right? Okay.
So if your face doesn't look right.
No one,
I mean no one, is gonna look at you again.
Yeah, but I don't think your face needs any makeup.
Every face needs makeup, but it shouldn't look like makeup.
Oh, I see.
You see, I've worked on this face. And I've hidden everything so you don't see the makeup.
You got makeup on you?
I do.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Absolutely. You see, this took me 2 hours, and this is the no makeup look.
Really? Well, I'd like to see what the makeup look looks like. I bet that scared him.
Right. I only do that for special occasions.
How about a broken nose? How would you deal with a broken nose?
Well, that's easy. You just take like a little... Wait a minute, let me see if I can show you. Yeah, like you get a brush like this, right?
Yeah.
You take a little brown powder. You just kind of make a little brown.
What are you doing?
Hey, now, wait a minute. This is serious business here. You interested
in that? Oh, yes. Okay, sorry.
Okay. Make a brown line, you kind of smudge it in right here. I mean, it has to be real subtle so no one notices it or anything like that. But what are you smiling about?
Well, I'm impressed. I'm impressed that you know so much about that.
You're not interested in this at all.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. You just kept me sitting here talking, so I missed my train.
Wait, no, that's not true, Sally. Look, I just didn't want you to go.
Why?
Because I like you, and I just met you, and you're going off on me.
I don't know anything about you.
What do you want to know? I'll tell you anything you want to know.
All right. You're Sally, right?
Yeah.
Okay, how'd you get that job?
That's a good question. I don't know. No, I'll tell you.
Так сейчас сообразил, что с Софром идем там кисер, но я не уверен. Ну ищи по архиву, там же можно старые, правда, рандомно только, там нет архива. Вот так вот рандомные прорежь и перебираешь, чтобы найти то, что ты видел. Ага.
It all started in school, okay? I mean, I was kind of kid who fixed radios, made my own stereos, won all the science fairs, you know the type. Well, after that I went to the service, went to the army. And I refined my skills there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We get any wars or anything?
No. It's just communication because they wouldn't let me leave New Jersey. And I went into the police for a while. And after that, I went into movies.
Wait a minute. You were a cop.
No. I worked for the King Commission.
Well, what's that?
This is a group of politicians that got together to try to stop police corruption.
Oh.
Then I quit that and...
Well, what'd you do?
Вчера ты быстро. Бля, это нашли, что в фильме было. Сука, меня забанят! К чему хоть это она, видимо? Я-то думал вокзал.
Story you really don't want
to know about. Oh, I do, I really do. This is very interesting.
About movies, I thought you wanted to know about movies.
Yeah, movies are great, but I mean, this is like real life on the streets, you know? It's exciting.
All right. I wired their best undercover cop. A guy by the name of Freddie Corso. And one of Freddie's cases was to set up a corrupt police captain who was trying to shake down a mob cop. And my job was to rig a wire on him so I could record the conversation.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, wire?
Well, it's just a tiny little mic that's attached to a transmitter that I strapped around Freddie's waist. Mackie, hand me the tape. Okay, Freddie, give me a sound check. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, sure.
No, I work for the King Commission.
King. Возможно, Кинг — это фамилия, и неправильно переведено, но inconclusive. Непонятно. Там проверим. Где? На Википедии или тут? Я была. US and Canada. Ну чё ты?
Becky, hand me the tape. Okay, Freddie, give me a sound check. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Это, ну, я вот Канада проверяю. Нету слова нигде Канада. Нету слова Канада. Неважно. Это слишком старое что-то, неважно.
This great wire, man. One of these deals where he could be blocks away and he could hear everything within 10 feet of him. Fantastic.
Hey, Milt, how you doing?
Hello, Freddy, how you doing?
Good to see you.
Nice seeing you. You look good.
Yeah, so do you. You look like a millionaire in that getup.
Thanks.
So, I brought someone here I want you to meet. Captain Kennedy, this is Milt.
And the first thing that the captain says to the mob guy, he says,
look, I understand that the man has a brother-in-law, okay? Now, I happen to see him talking to his brother-in-law.
Now, the brother-in-law is a known felon, Freddy, and Milt's out on parole, and that's a parole violation.
Now, I'm going to have to tell the parole officer, okay? If I tell the parole officer, he's going back in the can. But I think I could work something out that I don't have to tell him for $5,000.
$5,000? Freddy, you little brick, we started this thing for $1,000. Wait a minute.
I'm getting as clear as a gun on tape, and I start to hear the static.
You think you're looking? Doing your rally? We can work this thing out, baby boy.
He's going up the river. You understand?
Right.
He told me. What's the matter?
You're sweating, Granny. What's the matter?
The one thing the fucking whiz kid didn't think of is maybe that Freddy would get nervous and he'd sweat. He's sweating so bad that the battery in the transmitter is shorting out and burning a hole in it.
Hey, pull over at this gas station. I gotta take a piss.
What's wrong, Joe?
The battery's arcing.
My battery and the transmitter's arcing. It's burning them. I gotta get in there.
You can't go in there. You're gonna blow the guy's cover.
I gotta go in there.
You can't
go in there. My fucking battery's burning a hole in them.
I don't give a damn. You're gonna screw things up.
Shh.
Jack, I think you're nuts.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Ah, no.
Самый быстрый мафиози.
It wasn't your fault.
Yeah, will you tell that to Freddy?
Are you okay?
No.
Сошли повесили.
There's something bugging me. This whole thing with Henry. I mean, you know, the guy that's the governor's assistant.
Oh, he talked to you too, huh? That's why I'm leaving town. He gave me some money to disappear for a couple of months.
I thought so. Look, they are covering up a lot more than you being with McBride. I mean, I know that tire was shot out.
How can you be so sure?
All right, did you see News Today magazine?
Yeah.
Photographs? I figured out a way to put my sound on those photographs. When you see it, I'm sure you'll see there was no blowout.
I don't know.
Would you do me a favor? Would you stick around for a couple of days?
What for?
I just think you could help me with this thing.
Jack, I don't know. You're in a hell of a lot of trouble already. If I stick around here.
If I can just clear myself of this... we could go away together. I mean, why not? I mean, what the hell's the sense of going away by yourself?
Come
on. У нее на шее заячий хвост, да?
I'll think about it.
А в Блюпринт что было? Заячий хвост или нет? А, там непонятно, там называлось Lucky Charm. Выглядело именно как заячий хвост. Удачи, крыльча лапка. Ну да, но она вроде не выглядела как лапа в Грипинце. Может, и лапа. Ну Забавно, что это тоже висит. Висит, но не то. А в чем? В чем значение этой вывески? Не знаю, кто Джон Леголоу.
Hey, Sal, how you doing, huh? Hey, it's good to see. No, I was just hanging around here watching this great movie. You look terrific. so what are you doing in there? Listen, you want something to drink here? No, there's some scotch. Yeah. Hey, Sal, hey, come on in. Hey, you look great, babe. What are you doing around here, huh?
Jeez, man, don't they have a clean this place?
Yeah, well, you gotta get up really early to catch a maid. I haven't made it yet. Hey, I'm sure glad you come by, you know? Listen, how'd you find me?
Come on, man, we've worked this place a million times, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey, you want a drink, huh?
This isn't a social visit, Manny.
Oh, no. Oh.
You know, you almost got me killed the other night.
Hmm.
Dead, you understand?
Oh, hey, babe, I didn't have nothing to do with that. That was an accident.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What happened to you?
Well, what do you mean, what happened to me? I took off as soon as I saw that kid jump into the creek. He did a hell of a lot better job than I could have ever done. I don't know if I ever told you this before, but... I can't even swim, man.
Пятикака нужна? Как раз почти середина, а то мне нужна. Давайте после этой сцены. Ну, 5 минут только, не больше. Возвращаемся вовремя, а то некоторые уходят и возвращаются через полчаса.
right.
Вам писать не надо, то я могу потерпеть пока.
Terry, do you realize how many conspiracy nuts I've already had in here today?
No.
Well, I'd like to have a fucking dime for every goddamn one of them because I'd buy the whole state of Florida and I'd retire in peace.
Look, it's very clear in all these photographs, the flash and the smoke.
There'd be a lot of things that don't mean nothing. Listen, why the fuck does everything have to be a conspiracy, huh? A man has a couple of too many drinks, he drives off the road, falls into a creek. Accident, plain and simple, accident.
It's not an accident. Look, let me tell you something. I was there. That tire was shot out. I heard it. I recorded it.
Oh, you're an ear witness to an assassination. That's good. It's got a nice ring. I like that.
Are you heading up an investigation?
Yeah.
All right. Did you check McCrone's tire?
No. Why should I?
Because there's a bullet hole in there because he was killed.
Says you, Terry. Everybody else says accident.
Who says accident?
I got a whole special commission foreman here that's going to say it was an accident.
That's going to say it was an accident? Come on, they don't have the evidence. They don't have the tape, the tire. They didn't speak to me.
I know all about you and your fucking tapes. You put a lot of good cops away.
It has nothing to do with this. It's a separate issue and I resent it.
Yeah, well, I think you stink. Yeah, that's what it's got to do with it. Hey, you, just because I don't like you does not mean I'm not going to do my job. Now, give me that tape, I'll send it over to the lab, and I'll have it checked out.
All right, look, I want you to look at that film I made from those photographs. I think you get the idea. But if we can get a hold of Karp's original film, this gunshot's going to be a whole lot clearer.
Karp is making a bundle selling his pictures from one magazine to another. Now, what the hell makes you think he's going to give them to us?
He's got to. It's evidence.
I can't find him, Terry.
Find him. It's your job, man.
Don't tell me how to do my goddamn job.
Well, then he can answer some questions like what the fuck he was really doing with his camera up there.
Nobody wants to know. Nobody cares. No sordid details. No political assassination. Accident. This guy's dead, for Christ's sake. None of this shit's going to do him any good
now. This isn't for him. I know he's dead. Don't you understand that if they can get away with this and kill McRyan, who's next?
Who's they? First, I want you to tell me who they is. What is that, a communist conspiracy of some kind? Or maybe it's a couple of Ayatollahs running out here in the street with blowguns.
Oh, will you give me a break?
Save your paranoia for public television.
Fuck you, Mackie. I'm getting out of here.
Put that stuff down. Put those pictures down or I'll have you arrested for withholding evidence.
Is that right? All right. I'm at the office all day. You can get me there.
I'll call you. Don't call me.
Бегите ссать, короче, кому-то еще, кроме меня, нужно не больше 5 минут. Быстро, туда и обратно. Туда и обратно. Туда и обратно. Так, connections еще не обновились. Музыку. Я его, кстати, не особо... Почему-то не особо ни почему не помню. Так. Так. Что вам поставить? Что у меня? Мы ж не дослушали, у меня там еще 2 помпа-ломпа была. вот я за одну минуту управился, за одну минуту, а они как раз сядутся там.
If you're wise, you will listen to me.
Who do you blame when your kid is a brat? Pampered and spoiled like a Siamese cat. Blaming the kids is a lion of shame. You know exactly who's to blame. The mother and the father.
If you're not spoiled, you will go far. You will live in happiness too. Like me. I've got another puzzle for you. Oompa Loompa Doopadee-dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
What do you get from a clutter TV? A pain in the neck and an IQ of 3. Why don't you try simply reading a book? Or could you just not dare to look?
You'll get no commercials.
Так, чуба, какие на сечва или сечью? Какие слова начинаются? Так, отходит. Чак, how much? Как там скороговорка? Че так тормозим-то? How much would чак-чак? Вудчак. Ты там есть. How much food would chuck chuck if a woodchuck would chuck wood? So much would chuck chuck as a woodchuck would if a woodchuck could chuck wood. He would as much as he could and chuck as much wood as a woodchuck would if a woodchuck could chuck wood. He would chuck as much as a woodchuck could if a woodchuck could chuck wood. Так. Чамп. Чамп. Это. Хера себе. Надо запомнить на потом. Все пописали? Все пописали? Ну? Не знаю, что это. Ну, что это как какой-то тамблер-код. Всего есть однако. Пописали? Пописали. Внутри Соника, Тандертейл внутри Соника. Как это? Должны были приниматься.
It's Berkshire.
Все, все пописали.
It's Berkshire.
What?
It's Berkshire.
Berg, what have you done?
I don't understand the question, sir.
Aren't you crazy? You were just supposed to get some pictures of
you. Were what you're saying, sir.
Where are you?
I'm calling from a secured public phone booth, sir. I suggest you call me back on thing.
Hey,
Excuse me. Is Mr. Karp in? Well, could I go in?
What for?
I just have to pick up some pictures and I'll be on my
way. You got anybody?
I'm one of his customers.
You know, he had a lot of customers. You're a reporter, ain't you?
No.
Yeah, you want to get a piece of Karp's film, don't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Too bad there ain't a law against lying. I could have made a hell of a lot of collars today. Mr. Customer.
Look, I am a customer, and I'd like to pick up
my
pictures.
Yeah, he's a customer, too. He offered me $1,000.
Really?
His wife offered me $3. Doesn't seem worth it, but I guess you had to be there. Looks like Karp did a little divorce work on the side.
Yes.
Sure didn't give a shit about his customers, so I found these filed in a heap under his bed. Well, that's some baby picture.
You were supposed to get some pictures of McGrath, not kill him.
I understood the objectives of the operation. I never concurred with them.
But I didn't kill him. It was an accident.
You accidentally shot out the tire of his car?
As you may recall, this was my initial plan as proposed in our meeting of June 6th.
We rejected that plan, don't you remember?
Of course, I do admit I had to exceed the parameters of my authority somewhat, but I always stayed within an acceptable margin of error.
After all, the objective was achieved. He was eliminated from the election.
Burke, I don't know you. I've never seen you. Don't ever call me again.
Just a minute, sir. We got some loose ends.
I changed the tire, made it look like a blowout. I erased the sound guy's tape so everybody will think it's a crackpot. Karp's disappeared, but I'll find him. But that still leaves the girl. I've decided to terminate her and make it look like one of a series of sex killings in the area.
This would completely secure our operation.
What the?
Ну, он верил слово Чак, патрон, в котором заряжена деталь, в такая, да, обработки. А что, я не в Ворде видел? А, нет, это ты видел в Ворде слово Чам. Чак, окей, окей. Такая.
Of sex killings in the area. This would completely secure our operation.
What operation?
Come on, Betty, try again. Take 28. Cut!
You have to speak into the mic. They can't hear you.
Cut! All right, switch. Betty, you pull ahead. Gene, you scream.
Take 29.
Sam, I'll be in my room at...
Hey, where the fuck have you been?
Some business to take care of, all right?
Shut up!
Hey, I thought you were working for me.
I am working. What's the problem?
We need the effects for the other reel. We made a list last week, remember?
Right, fine, I'll get them.
You'll get them? I haven't even got the screen for the first reel.
Yes.
Круто, да, но в глазах рябит. глазах рябит из-за слишком низкого фреймрейта и ощутимого дергания от кадра к кадру. Я не знаю, как-то зачем-то это снижается рябение. Как-то можно... как-то вроде не первый, как бы это не единственная сцена с крутящейся так камерой, которую я видел, но вроде не всегда у меня на таких сценах в глазах рябит.
Why don't you answer your phone? It's the police.
Who's been in here today?
Some guy. He said he wanted to...
What guy? What guy?
I think I like your tone of voice.
Yes.
What the hell is the matter with you?
What?
That fucking tape you gave me didn't have nothing on it.
All my tapes are blank.
You know, I don't get you, man. First you feed me all this nutty assassination shit, then you give me a blank tape. What for?
Because somebody erased it. They've erased all my tapes.
Oh, yeah. They erased the tapes. What are they going to be doing? Trying to kill you next? You're fucking nuts.
Sally, it's Jack. Listen to me. I have to show you that film that I made. So just stay there. I'm coming right over.
Jack?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frank
Donahue.
Debbie.
Oh, wait a minute. There he is now.
Jack, how are you? I'm Frank Donahue. Eye on the City News.
Oh, yes.
Could I talk to you a couple of minutes?
No, not
Oh, come on, Jack. 2 minutes. That's all I need. 2 minutes. I came all the way over here to talk to you. I'm gone.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, it's sort of private. Can we go back here and talk?
Yeah.
Oh, great. So you make movies here, huh? I think I'm a frustrated actor myself, Jack.
What do you want?
You told the police that someone shot out the tire on the client's car.
Who told you that? Who told you that?
Jack, that's not important. I'm a reporter. I've got my sources.
No, all right. Now, why would a guy like you be interested in some kind of assassination nut like me?
Jack, I don't think... Are you talking here?
No. Over here.
Nut. I don't think you're a nut. In fact, that's why I'm here. You see, I've looked into this thing myself, and there are just a hell of a lot of things that don't add up about this, what are the cops calling it, a freak accident? I mean, how about that girl? Everyone's pretending she wasn't even in the car. Now, you saw her.
What else did the source of yours have to say?
Well, among other things, that you recorded that gunshot. That's great work, Jack. I'd sure like to hear the tape. Have you got it here?
All right, what good would it be? I mean, I could have made it in a recording studio.
Yeah, you could have, but, I don't think you did. I think you've got a tape, Jack, and I think it's the real thing. Let me put you on the air. There you can tell everybody what you saw that night. You tell them what you heard, and then, boom, we play that tape. It's a great story. What do you think?
It's bullshit. Nobody believe it.
Hey, Frank Donahue believes it. And he's got 8 million people, Jack. 8 million people every night that watch him. Go along with me on this. I guarantee you, by 8:30 tomorrow night, every one of those 8 million sons of bitches are going to believe Jack Terry's story. I promise you that.
Just before the tire blew out. You're right, it was a shot. You took this to the police, huh?
Yes, I took it to the police. I gave them a copy, they sent it to the lab, and then it came out blank, so somebody's erased it.
Are you sure?
I transferred it myself, I heard it played back, and now it's blank like the rest of my tapes.
Okay, calm down. Now the sound is very clear. It's the picture that's a little fuzzy.
Shit, nobody believe it. They'd say I made it up in the lab, and they'd be right. Well, who's ever in on this thing has contacts with the police because they want McRyan to sink without a trace. They don't want to hear about my gunshot.
Gene, what are you gonna do?
What?
What are you gonna do?
What do you mean, what am I gonna do? What are we gonna do?
What do I have to do with this?
Oh, you cut the shit, Sally. I know what you were doing in that car.
What do you know?
That you and your friend Carp were setting up the client to be blackmailed, getting scummy pictures of you and the candidate getting laid after the Liberty Ball, right? What'd you do, tell them that running water under a well-lit bridge gets you hot?
Who told you that?
I got a look at your earlier work, some motel candid camera shots. You got nice tits. Who was paying you to flash them for McRyan?
I wasn't in the car. Or haven't you been reading the papers?
How long do you think Henry's cover-up's gonna last? I just talked to a reporter who knows everything. They have erased my tapes, they've made you disappear, and next it's gonna be me. But I'm not disappearing, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, what makes you think it won't be permanent?
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, didn't I meet you in a car wreck 10 feet underwater?
Yeah, but that was an accident. Manny wouldn't get me hurt.
Well, didn't he get you into the car?
Yeah, but he didn't know
that the tire was gonna be shot out. He didn't know that.
He couldn't have.
Oh, come on, Sally. If I hadn't been there to pull you out of the river, you'd be dead right now. Don't you get it? Sit down. Come on, sit down. I want to hear everything. Just start right from the top. Come on.
It was just a job like all the others. I get him into bed, man, and get it all on film. All
right, them. Who's them?
I don't know. Husbands, city officials, mostly small town.
Why?
Guys. The money.
Oh, you need the money that bad?
Come on, you know where I work. I get paid to smile my ass off and show the 27 different color lipsticks they're pushing. You know how much I make? Shit is what I make, and I sure as hell can't type, so it doesn't leave a hell of a lot, you know? So I did it. You know, I didn't really have to do anything like scrum or anything.
Just make it embarrassing, I know.
Yeah, right. Anyway, Manny said it served him right. I mean, if a guy stuck his hand in the cookie jar, he deserves to get it cut off.
Oh, can't cheat an honest man, right?
I guess I wanted to believe it. It's made it easier.
Okay, McRyan, what about him?
Manny got me into the Liberty Ball. I went over to McRyan. I told him what a great guy he was, and he was very hot to show me. So we slipped out the back and took off in his car.
All right, now who hired Manny to take these pictures?
I don't know.
But don't you think that Manny knew that his client was planning to shoot out the tire?
No.
Oh, it wouldn't pay to tell you now, would it?
Manny wouldn't do that.
Well, didn't he want to make an extra buck?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because he's making big bucks selling them pictures now. What's your cut?
I got paid.
Yeah, underpaid, probably.
What do you care?
I'm sick of being fucked by these guys. That's what I care. I mean, look, first Henry gets me to shut up to preserve the reputation of the great governor. And then I find out instead of getting laid, he gets murdered. And nobody wants to know about it. I mean, nobody wants to know about conspiracy. I don't get it. Let me tell you something, all right? I know what I heard and what I saw. And I'm not going to stop until everyone in this fucking country hears and sees the same thing. And you're going to help me. Yeah, you. You're going to find your pal Carp, and you're going to get that original film. Because this isn't any good. I need the original. Because if we don't get this out and on television for everybody to see, they're going to close the book. And any loose ends that happen to be hanging out like you or me are going to be cut right off. So you got your choice. You can be crazy or dead. Either will do.
All right, all right. Look, I'll try and get the film. Then will you just leave me alone about all this?
I wish I was the only one you had to worry about.
You know, you're trying to scare me. You're doing a good job.
I'm trying to save our asses.
I'll look after my own ass, thank you. Things aren't adding up, Manny, you know?
Yeah, like you like. Here you go.
How did I end up in that car?
Come on, sit down. Have a seat. Take a load off.
How did I end up in that car in the bottom of the creek?
Well, listen, what do you think? I mean, the guy's driving along and all of a sudden he has a blowout.
It wasn't a blowout, Manny. Somebody shot out the tire.
Oh, what the hell are you talking about, huh? How do you know that?
I know. I just know. Now, who was it?
It was nobody.
Come on, Manny. Just level with me.
All right, this nut, he calls me a couple of weeks ago, and he says he's working for some candidate. Some candidate that's interested in getting McRyan out of the race, huh? Sounds like a normal joke, right? He says he's heard all about our fine divorce work, and he offers me $6,000.
Six? You told me three.
Yeah, well, three before and three after.
So when are you going to tell me about the three after?
After I collected it. What do you think?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, what's the matter with you? You think I'm pulling your legs? You don't believe me? Listen, how was I going to be sure that this guy was going to come through? I mean, $6,000, that's a lot of money for this kind of a job, huh?
I'd say he got his money's worth.
He wasn't supposed to die, for Christ's sake. He wasn't even supposed to get hurt. That was an accident, huh? You know, I figured it out later. This nut's idea was to shoot out the tire of McRyan's car, cause a little crack-up. The police show up, they pull him out of the car.
With me?
Yeah, with you. And I get it all on film.
Some little crack-up.
He wasn't supposed to die. That part was an accident. How many times I gotta tell you that?
Manny, we got him killed.
Oh, hey, we? Hey, what do you mean we, huh? We didn't do nothing. I was in the woods, you were in the car, I didn't shoot out no tire, you didn't either. So please, don't give me none of this conscience shit, huh?